T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, guys, it's time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Lori?
Morning.
Morning. Hi.
Hi. So you have issues with your boyfriend, Chance?
Yeah.
That's a cheater's name if I've ever heard one.
Seriously?
You name your son Chance, there's a chance he's going to be a cheater when he grows up. I'm just trying to tell you.
Hey, give him a chance.
If you two don't stop it and let our girl Lori speak about this. So you got a boyfriend, Chance.
Yeah. Okay. So we've been dating for 10 months and things have been pretty good. Like, I'll be honest, like, he's like a little vanilla in the bedroom, but it's never bothered me.
So he's Caucasian? What?
Oh my God.
He's a little vanilla.
Whatever.
She don't even care.
Our relationship has been good, so I'm hoping that I'm just reading into things a little bit, but
okay.
I'm not sure. Like, this last thing was just so weird, and I don't believe what his excuse was, so I think I kind of need help here.
Well, what do you think you're reading into? What happened?
Well, the other day I was at his place, and we had just finished some cuddle time, you know?
Hello.
Yeah.
Puddle time.
Yeah.
Ew.
You're doing it right.
My God.
Sometimes you got to risk it to get the puddle.
I am going
singing
home.
In the rain. No. I'm singing in the rain. Sorry.
Joey, stop.
Whatever. So he gets up to take a shower. So he's in the shower, and I went to his dresser. I was going to grab one of his shirts and boxers, like, to wear around the house. And
I love that.
In his underwear drawer, I saw a pair of Calvin Kleins, and they still had tags on them. And on the tag was a handwritten note that says, a little gift for you with, like, a heart drawn next to it.
Damn, Calvin Klein stepped their game up. They write handwritten little notes on their chonies that you buy now?
Their own staycation setup.
Wow.
I don't know. Amazing. I mean, I confront him because, like, right. He doesn't wear designer underwear. Like, he gets everything at Target, so I don't know. And then, like, what the hell is the note?
Mm-hmm.
You know? He insists that, you know, when you get them from the store, they write that note on the tag. But no,
that's a lie.
That sounds like total bullshit. So I'm not buying this at all. Like, I just want to know who bought him those boxers. And I'm just like, you know.
Right.
For the record, Joey, you were joking when you said that, because that's literally this man's excuse, too. Like, he's telling her the store clerk wrote that for him.
That's what he said.
I was joking. Yeah.
I mean, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
it is.
Totally.
So, I know that you had said that it's a little French vanilla in the bedroom, but, like, have you noticed any differences in the relationship otherwise? Like, has he been more distant?
I don't know. Like, he's made some excuse. Like, we've had plans lately, and he's kind of made a couple of excuses, but I just thought that was just him. But now looking at him, like, where the hell was he? Who the f*** gave him the underwear?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't like it. No, it's just, I think he's lying to me. I just want to know. And I'm like, you guys, every time I hear this on the radio, like, you find out. So I want to find out.
Right. Wow. How long you been dating this guy?
10 months now.
10 months.
Okay.
Almost a year. I mean, whatever.
Maybe, and this is me really going out on a limb here, maybe for Valentine's Day, Calvin Klein was writing cute little notes on
that's
the underwear.
Ridiculous.
It's almost June.
Hey. But he doesn't like fancy underwear, so he just hasn't worn it.
But she wears his boxer. She would have seen that.
I would have seen it.
Gina, stop poking holes in my theories.
I'm just being logical.
But I can appreciate it, Carla, because I know that I try to find the silver lining in everything. But honey, you sound
His name is Chance. Oh, I mean, gosh. Do we even
Let me finish my sentence. So, girl, it sounds like you've really got some concerns about your relationship. That's what we're here for. So, the staycation setup is what we're going to do. We'll be calling him up in a few minutes, offering him the free romantic weekend stay.
He's cheating.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him who he would like to bring on that free romantic stay.
He's
going to
say someone else's name.
We are crossing our fingers.
I've been here before.
That he says your name.
He's not going to say your name.
Now, Lori, if he says anybody else's name, you have the show. It is all yours. You let him know how you feel about it. We've got our finger on the bleep button.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Lori, let's be honest. When he decides to pick someone else and he's cheating on you, because
oh my God,
there's no silver line. This guy's cheating on you.
We don't know.
I do know. His name is Chance, first of all. Second of all, nobody gets chonies from somebody. It's a little something for you with a heart. He's cheating. If he is, and when we find out he is, are you leaving him or are you giving him a second chance? See what I did there? Because his name is Chance. It would be the second time.
God.
Go f*** himself.
There you go. Oh, well, it's possible.
You're saying there's a chance that he can do that?
All right.
Y'all are on one today.
The only reason I'm still here and I didn't just go home after that puddle comment, Lori, is for you, girl. So that is exactly what we are going to do. The staycation setup is coming up next with the Morning Mess.
Singing in the rain. Singing in the rain. So, staycation setup time. Lori's on the line waiting to see who her man's been cheating with, basically. Lori, you there?
Yeah.
So, you went through your man's drawers and you saw some Calvin Klein's. A little note on the Calvin Klein's said, here's a little gift to you with a little heart.
Yeah.
Are we really questioning if he's cheating on you? Is that what we're doing this morning?
Well, when I asked him about it, he got really, like, squirrely. And so I was like, oh, because if it was what he said it was like they write a note on it at the store, which we know they know. But if that was the truth, he wouldn't have gotten so weird about it. You
right.
can tell when somebody's hiding something or lying or whatever. Yeah. And he's, like, he looked like, you know, when you, like, trap an animal in a corner. I mean, I've never trapped an animal in the corner. But, like,
you're assuming that's what it would have looked like.
I don't know where the hell we just went, but grab a bow and arrow.
Yes.
So we're going to call Chance up right now, offer him a free romantic staycation, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation, and Lori, if he says, which we all think he is at this point, another girl's name, you're going to give him a piece of your mind, right?
Yeah. I'm over it, and I want to know for sure. For
absolutely.
Sure.
We have counseling services either way, so just know that as well. Sorry, we should have mentioned that before.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He's like, the hell with a counselor.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Chance?
Yeah.
Hi, Chance. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our...
scam. I'm not really interested. No, thank you.
Okay, well, I want to assure you this is not a scam, sir. This is a free weekend giveaway. We're going to be putting you up in our penthouse suite, accompanying that with our honeymoon package. We were just calling local influencers in the Valley to hopefully help our online presence. This would be a great opportunity for you to not only get a nice weekend stay, but if you have somebody special in your life, this is a great way for you to show some appreciation for them.
Are there blackout dates?
We do have select blackout dates, but that's something that we can go over with the reservation. I happen to have your paperwork in front of me, and if you want us to go ahead and go through those few questions, we can just get those answered and see about those blackout dates.
Sure, that'd be great.
Perfect. So, Chance, I do have your name and number. Now, my next question with this free romantic weekend stay is, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to check in with you and see if you had something a little specific you'd like for us to write.
You know what? Sure. A little gift for you.
Okay.
And then draw, like, a little heart after the note.
I've got that written down for you. I'll make sure that the heart is there as well. Now, Chance, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Her name is Kelsey.
Seriously? Kelsey? What the f***?
Chance.
Hello?
We're live on the radio right now. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Yeah, tell him where he is.
You're in Phoenix. That's Lori on the line.
What?
Kelsey, is that the that gave you the f***ing Calvin?
The underwear.
Is that who gave you that f***ing underwear?
Hold on.
Oh my god, yeah, oh my god, you're f***ing some f*** named Kelsey. I know who Kelsey is. She's that chick from work, right?
Oh my god, stop
Kelsey
yelling.
From work?
Dumb.
She gave you the underwear?
Yeah, she gave me underwear.
Why?
As a joke. It was funny. Like, it was like a little...
Are you serious?
Sort of thing. Like,
I will literally come over there. I will see your entire car and smash every...
Whoa, okay.
No.
No.
Use a Phillips when
no,
you do that.
No, don't Joey. Say that, Joey. And exactly like what Carla's getting at, too. We can't resort to violence or
that's
vandalism.
Right. A flathead. Use a flathead.
He's a liar and he's... What the...
And...
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You stay the hell away from me and my car. What are you? What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Who's Kelsey? Who's Kelsey? Is that the girl from work? And is
friend from work? That's it.
But you're an idiot because you thought you're getting a vacation. Are you kidding me?
And to be clear, Chance, because I can see that you're trying to dance around the fact that you really are cheating. You said, I wrote this down, a little gift for you with the heart emoji as the personalized note. Now, Lori, real quick, you said that you'd found another note with the boxers that you had found.
Yeah.
And what did that note say again?
They said a little gift for you with a heart drawn next to it. Like, whatever they're doing, they're like, f*** him.
Seriously?
Chance.
I think she said it all.
Yep. Any last words, Chance?
She's being ridiculous. I can't have...
Oh, my God. You're being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous.
Well, Chance, it looks like you risked it to get that biscuit.
Oh, my God.
You got caught up. Any last words?
This is why I'm cheating on her, because she's a psycho.
You know what?
What?
He can't get his up half the time, so...
Okay. So it's not puddle time. Got it.
Oh, my God.
Chance, you still there?
Oof. Yeah.
All right, just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Lori.
What?
Not a chance in hell?
Oh, my God.
No.
I
know it's this girl from work. I'm like, whatever.
I hope that he practiced safe, that it was safe.
That is a very good point.
If he did, you didn't catch anything, you know what I mean? And if he did, we call him Chance the Rapper.
Oh, my God.
If he did practice safe sex, it would be Chance the Rapper because he wrapped it up.
How do we hang up on Joey? Joey, are you still there?
I'm going to reach
Joey,
over.
Joey, are you still there?
God. I'll reach over and turn his mic off. Hold on.
Lori, I'm so sorry. I know we got distracted with all these jokes.
Chance
but
the Rapper, because he wrapped it up. His name is Chance.
Truly, we want to make sure that you're okay, because you sounded really heated.
I'm fine. I knew, and now I know.
Okay,
you know?
Well, girl, you hold on right there. I'm just going to give you, a little piece of advice a moment.
Advice.
And if you want to take that piece of advice and call that piece of advice, you're welcome to do that. I'm just going to give it to you, okay? No.
Fine.
Okay? All right, girl. Hold on right there.
Don't date people named Chance.
Oh, my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.